The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJack.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Monday, April 15th. The NFL draft is just over a week away. Been countless hours spent by myself studying, reviewing, and countless others across the web. And of course, with every single organization in the NFL, they have put their heart and soul into this 2024 NFL draft, try to get the best possible draft class that they can. The Jaguars, they are hosting another player on a top 30 visit that we got word about from Aaron Wilson, who does a great job out in Houston. Michael Hall Jr. is in Jacksonville on a top 30 visit. Ohio State interior pass rusher. We're going to talk about him today, what he could bring to the Jaguars, his skill set, his athletic testing, measurables, all that fun stuff. I'll tell you right now, though, this is one that would get me pretty fired up because of the fit, because of the athletic testing, because of the skill set he does bring to the football field. This is a 6'3", 299-pound interior defensive lineman, big 10-inch hands, 33-inch vert, very good at about 300 pounds, 903 broad, very explosive. 4.75 40-yard dash at 300 pounds is awesome. 33.5-inch arms. Those are measurables for Michael Hall Jr. Want to say, if you guys enjoyed the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out genjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear if you want to support the channel further. So Michael Hall Jr., he's 20 years old. So you've got a young, athletic talent with pretty damn good size, great athleticism, a guy that should be able to develop further from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint, and certainly from a technical standpoint entering the NFL. He is a penetration style interior defender. This kid knows how to weaponize his hands. He has swipes, swims, clubs. He's got a spin move on the interior. He has a bag of pass rush moves despite, again, being just 20 years old. Like, this is not just a project in terms of a pass rusher. This is someone who knows how to get after the quarterback, knows how to get into the backfield and disrupt plays. He's explosive off the ball, has the hand usage and leverage to get free quickly. He's flexible once he beats his man, has the agility and the ability to get to the quarterback, you know, make someone miss in the hole, crash the hole, get to the quarterback or the ball carrier very quickly. Great lateral agility and balance. Very good flexibility overall for his size. As a run defender, this is where you want to see some improvement moving forward. There are flashes of being able to, you know, just destroy single blocks, of taking on multiple blocks in succession and disrupting in the backfield, holding up at the point of attack. But the consistency is where you need to improve in that regard, right? I think that standing his ground against the run and just being stout up front, holding the point, that's not his strong suit yet. I think, again, at 20 years old, he could develop that skill more. I do think he has the size. I think he has the strength to do that. But right now, I think you want him in attack mode. You want to develop more of the ability to become a super stout run defender. But if you just draft him and you say, you know, pin your ears back and go get after the quarterback, go push the pocket, go penetrate against the run as well. If you use him in that type of role in year one, I think you could have a lot of success. Again, there are flashes of him being able to stand his ground, use his length and leverage to hold up against doubles and certainly against single run blocks, and even, you know, power into the backfield, you know, disrupt plays without actually making the tackle, but, you know, using that leverage and length to just drive a guard into the backfield and completely disrupt the run. So I think I'm pretty bullish on his potential as a run defender. I do think also, like, that's from the interior. If you wanted to line him up at edge, you know, head up or outside of the tackle right now and ask him to just set the edge in a Ryan Nielsen defense, I think he can absolutely do that without a problem. And keep in mind, he does not turn 21 until June. There is a lot of development ahead for Michael Hall Jr. So you've got a young interior defensive line prospect who has shown a ton of pass rush ability from the interior, elite athleticism, very good length, potential as a run defender. Like, what am I missing here? Why is he not being talked about more? For me, when you talk about the fit with the Jaguars, it's a perfect fit. He does not have to be a starter in year one because you have Devon Hamilton. You have Eric Armstead, ever heard of him. You have your guys on the edge, Trayvon Walker and Josh Allen as your starters. You also have Roy Robertson-Harris, who has now gone from somebody who has to kind of take on a starter's role to somebody who can come in and be a rotational player. I think that suits Roy Robertson-Harris very well. You've got Adam Gotsis. You did draft Tyler Lacy last year. You'll see where he fits. You have Jeremiah Ledbetter as well, who you saw some good things from in 2023.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So where would Michael Hall fit in? To me, it's, again, as an interior designated pass rusher in year one, a guy that can bring the juice on third down. And I think you need more juice on third down than you have currently. So I would like that. I would love to see a third down lightning package of Michael Hall Jr. and Eric Armstead in the middle with Trayvon Walker and Josh Allen rushing from the edge. I think that could be awesome. I also think he can be a guy in base downs where you're trying to stop the run that can fill in for a Josh Allen or Trayvon Walker, give them a breather, and he can go and stop the run for you. I think he can absolutely do that. He has the athleticism and the physicality to be able to set the edge and stop the run. Instantly adds that pass rush juice, though, that it's hard to find. And in the modern NFL, a lot of quarterbacks are good at evading an edge rush, right? Trevor Lawrence is one of them. But when you have pressure up the middle, that's when it gets really difficult for quarterbacks. When you have quick pressure up the middle and, you know, Michael Hall Jr. playing next to Eric Armstead, learning from Eric Armstead, makes so much sense. Where would I take him? Where would the Jaguars have to take him if they're going to land him? It would be at 48 overall. Could also be in a trade down scenario from 17. I don't think he's going to go in the first round again because he does have a lot of development to do as a run defender. And usually when you talk about first round prospects on the interior, they are guys that can play the run and rush the passer. But I mean, there's a chance he goes late first round. I do believe there's a chance that he goes late first round. I value him as a second round pick and a very good second round pick. And we've talked about guys like Chris Jenkins to the Jaguars out of Michigan. Chris Jenkins is a very good run defender who has pass rush upside and a similar size profile to Michael Hall Jr. Would you rather have an interior pass rusher who has run defense upside or an interior run defender who has pass rush upside? For me, with the Jaguars' current group of players up front, I certainly would take Michael Hall Jr. over Chris Jenkins, even though I think Chris Jenkins is a very good second-round prospect in his own right. So I'd be very much in if the Jaguars were able to land him at 48 overall. I'm not sure they'll be able to. And I'm not sure that he would be a perfect fit for every team at 48 overall. But teams like the Jaguars that have a lot of talent up front on the defensive line already, to where he doesn't have to come in and be your number one guy from the jump, That's where Michael Hall makes sense in the second round, in my opinion. But again, I would not be surprised if he goes before the Jaguars pick at 48 overall. I would not be surprised if the Jaguars value him higher than 48 overall on their board specifically, again, because of the situation he would be dropped into. I think it'd be a great situation for Michael Hall Jr. But yeah, if the Jaguars could land him or do land him at 48 overall, I would be very much in on that. I've talked about just as important as cornerback is for the Jaguars. I think adding more juice to the defensive front is just as important, because if quarterbacks don't have time, it doesn't matter who's playing corner. It's going to be tough for them to execute at a high level. And Michael Hall Jr. is going to help reduce the time quarterbacks have in the backfield to throw the football. You've also got Rook Arororo out of Clemson visiting the Jaguars on a top 30 visit per his Instagram account. So that's another guy maybe potentially in a similar range to a Michael Hall Jr., a Chris Jenkins, who I just mentioned. Rook Arororo is a very good athlete, very good run defender. We're going to talk about him a little bit more later on, but this is how I view Michael Hall Jr. for the Jaguars. I think if they want to get him, it's going to be in the second round, and I think he'd be a perfect fit for them there because he would really upgrade the interior pass rush, make it easier for Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. Would that be the end of adding to the pass rush? In my opinion, no, because you do still need more edge depth. But Michael Hall Jr., make no mistake about it, could help the Jaguars heat up the quarterback in a big way. Love to know what you guys think about Michael Hall Jr. Drop your comments in the comment section below. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear to support the channel further. Y'all have a good one.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.